In recent weeks, debates and protests over racial insensitivity have spread across college campuses nationwide. The latest university to take action is the country's oldest, Harvard. Yesterday, a Harvard dean said the college will no longer use the term housemaster to describe faculty members who live at and preside over Harvard's 12 undergraduate dormitories. Princeton did the same last month. Some students have called for changing the term, derived from British headmasters saying the word master is associated with slavery. There are also calls for changes at Harvard Law School. Some students there are taking issue with the school's crest, parts of which come from a coat of arms that belonged to a slave-owning family. Here in Now's Peter O'Dowd visited Harvard's campus this morning and spoke with students. So, Peter, what did you hear?
Well, first of all, I met a third-year law student, A.J. Claiborne. We were standing essentially right on top of that seal. The seal is everywhere you go on campus, and I'll describe it for you. At the bottom, there are three bushels of wheat, and those bushels are on the royal family crest, the royal family, a wealthy family that helped establish the law school. And I asked Claiborne what it represents to him. He's part of the group Royal Must Fall.
To me, the seal symbolizes a slave owner, a man whose family was involved in the brutal torture and murder of 88 slaves in Antigua, and who sold slaves frequently up here in New England, including to the governor of Boston.
And what do you want the university to do about it?
We of RMF would like the Royal Must Fall, would like the seal to be changed to something that reflects the values of the school.
Well, what would be an acceptable alternative to you? Because there are some people who say changing the seal, while the family may have had a sordid past, could sanitize history, could essentially keep people from talking about this.
We're happy to open up the seal to the entire school so that anything that's acceptable would be great. We think that it doesn't sanitize history to get rid of the seal. It actually recognizes the brutal legacy of slavery and torture that the seal actually imports. We would be happy to, and we're going to push for this in the future, to ensure that there's a place on campus where the legacy of the royal family and the slaves, the enslaved peoples that he and his family was involved in capturing, have a place to be remembered on campus.
Don't you think there are many other important things going on around the world that college students should be up in arms about? A fight against ISIS in Syria, for instance, the growing burden of student debt in this country. I mean, isn't there other things to be worried about?
I think that's a good point, but there's two responses. And the first is that I think it's possible to care about more than one thing at the same time. And the second response is that issues like the crest, symbolic issues like this, are very important because racism in this country is in large part unconscious and systemic. And the crest is a part of that unconscious and systemic racism. And if we can start removing these symbols here, if we can take action on these little things, eventually we'll begin to move to dismantle the facade of racism in this country brick by brick.
Okay, Peter, the law school hallway where you spoke to people is the same one where a vandal recently put black tape over photos of African-American professors. Yeah. Police are still investigating that, but could that be what motivated students to call for changing the seal?
Well, let's put it this way. That is definitely on people's minds. I met a woman who was there to put a note of support on one of the picture frames that have become a shrine of sorts in that hallway. And she was so interested in saying something, but so nervous about what she would say. She couldn't bring herself to put the note on the picture frame. But I also spoke to a student named Jane Jong, who says she's totally sympathetic with the concerns that students have on campus, but that changing the name of the seal, for instance, is a double-edged sword.
You know, how far back do you have to go? I mean, it's just you can't impose the standards of today on all of history in that sense. I think the American history, a large part, was based on a lot of discrimination, which is very unfortunate. What is like the natural endpoint to that? Like, do you also go back to like Washington, D.C., for instance, and rename everything that's Washington because our founding fathers were, I mean, to be forward, they were racist. It was just a different time back then.
Do you think then that there's been some sort of overreaction on college campuses all over the country
I would definitely not say that. I think it's not an overreaction. I think it's more so that it's been more of a focus. I think before, it's just been a question of whether people who are marginalized just didn't really have a voice or a venue to voice those concerns. And with that comes a lot of responsibility because then you need to sort of, there's no point in talking if you're not going to do anything about it.
Harvard is this progressive university in a progressive city, and yet dealing with these issues. Do you feel comfortable as a minority on campus?
I mean, I honestly can't complain, to be honest. I think Harvard definitely does a good job of including people and also having a diverse group of a diverse enough student body to kind of help me on, sort of find people who with whom I really click with. I can't say I speak for everybody, obviously, but I think a lot of it that's kind of being spun into this hype has just simply has to do with the fact that this is Harvard Law School.
Because it seems like such a sacred place.
It seems like a very, yes, yeah, it just seems like a very neutral place.
All right, so how's Harvard's administration handling it?
Well, a committee has been formed. They're totally open to changing the seal. We'll see if that happens. We'll have more information in March.
All right, that's Here and Now's Peter O'Dowd. Thank you so much.
You're welcome.